My name is Virginia James, and I'm the soul behind Feminine Sage Wisdom. This is a recording of the weekly memo that you get on the blog. Now, even though FSW is about women finding their purpose, living in their legacy, and doing their soulful work, the memos that come your way are straight from my heart or experiences. Storytelling is one of my favorite things to do and to be a recipient of because it's how we learn more about ourselves and each other. So take a listen to this letter. This week's piece is called, Remember When I Lost $1,000 Worth of Library Books and Got Slammed with the Lesson of Mindfulness? The saga continues. Hello, fellow women. As the title implies, a few months ago, my box of library books busted open en route to my university library. If you'd like to check out that story again, hit up the link. This is a shorter piece that goes over a four-letter word that can be incredibly powerful. And no, it's not even a swear word. I know, shocked, right? What happened again? When I got that email from library staff, my stomach dropped into my toes. While I might have hundreds of dollars worth of books on my bookshelves from over the years, to be transparent, the very thought of losing $1,000 worth of them was atrocious. Books are a love of mine, and I cherish what they hold, don't highlight or write in them, and they bring me joy by simply holding them. So, it's ironic that something I love so dearly went MIA. To recap, a few minutes of mummifying my box of books in packing tape would have avoided this conundrum. So, here's the update on the library book saga. Getting books back is like winning the lottery. The USPS found most of them, and 90% of the books have been returned within the last couple of months. This ordeal has been going on since July, people. Some went to a facility in Atlanta, like a USPS lost and found, I guess, but there are still two out there. The total fee for losing two? $180-ish. Now, this is much, much better than coming to terms with $1,000 or more. But here's a lesson, other than mindfully taping boxes and taking time to do that I want to share with you. Revisiting the narrative we carry and the actions we take. Let's revisit when we use terms like only, when we sell our products or talk about consumer prices these days. For some, only $180 is groceries for a week or days with this economy. Honestly, even when I see this number, my stomach does a flutter for various reasons. And this is why we need to remember how we talk about finances and others' situations. To be real, I did up my price for my program and offer payment options because some women need that. And I'll be offering discounts over the next few months, but you won't see me use only as a matter of integrity because my only and your only are different. Your only is different than others, and so on. So the takeaway for this week is to check yourself in the language you use for yourself and the actions you take. How so? Here are some examples. This project only needs one more detail to be perfect. There is no perfect. I'll only put off working out for one more day because I don't have time. But your body needs movement. Look at this. It's only $600. But that $600 is for rent money, and what's meant for you will come back to you. Again, I'm not perfect. Clearly, I screwed up with the box of books, and I own it. So as you go forward in your week, pay attention to your thoughts, your choices, and where you put your time, energy, and money, because it all matters in the long game. Let me know what you think about this. You can always drop a comment on FeminineSageWisdom.com and let me know how this resonates for you. If you're feeling inspired, look for more updates. And if you want a direct connection, join for free the FSW Circle, and you can sign up for that at FeminineSageWisdom.com. As always, if you have any questions or comments, leave them below or contact me one-to-one, and I'll chat with you soon. Again, my name is Virginia James, and you can always find me at FeminineSageWisdom.com. I get that's a lot of I's and vowels to track, but you can also find me on LinkedIn as well. I'll see you there, and until next week, blessings on you, and remember, your wisdom is within.